Listen close. There's no sound. Well, I'm talking, but other than that, there's no sound. It's just you and the crunch of the cereal. Unless you're not eating cereal. In which case, it's just the silence and me talking. The important thing here is, it's time to relax. Focus on yourself and that blissful bowl we call cereal. Hello, welcome to The Empty Bowl, a meditative podcast about cereal. My name is Justin McElroy, and I'm a cereal enthusiast.
I am a cereal subverter of expectations, and my name's Dan Gubert.
Dan is a cereal genius, a cereal expert, and he is going to take your hand and walk you in to this incredible world, this oft-confusing, daunting world. This inscrutable world we call cereal. We're going to have some news, some reviews, some very special reviews of some great products, and then we'll cut loose a little bit in our third segment, maybe do some emails. Who knows? You know, sky's the limit. Well, 30 minutes is usually about the limit, but, you know, also the sky's the limit. Dan, I am so excited that our first serial entrepreneur has gone from what seemed at first to be a maybe a joke to a full-on serial enterprise.
Mm-hmm. The Snoop Dogg serial empire is growing. So I'll actually be reviewing one of the first wave of Snoop cereals later in this episode, but before we could even get to that point, Snoop already has grand plans for 2024, with four recently announced expansions to the Snoop cereal line. And, you know, it's kind of keeping with the theme of the first wave of Snoop cereals, where these are basically just his take on established cereal formulas.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Honey O Snacks, which appears to be, you know, Honey O's. We've got Cocoa Crazies, which appears to be either Cocoa Krispies or Cocoa Pebbles. I think probably the former. We've got Strawberry Frosted Drizzlers, that being Strawberry Frosted Mini Wheats, as well as Graham Honeys, so his take on Golden Grahams. I mean,
which look from the box art, interestingly, to only be textured on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Which is is unusual. It makes me think that they're not just like repackaging something from another big producer. Although maybe
the duality of Snoop. But I do know that he partnered with Post Foods to make these. So there is, you know, a larger industry backer behind these cereals, and I think that's probably why you're not seeing any like exceptionally innovative or new concepts from the Snoop cereal line, just because, you know, it's really expensive, I feel like, to have the technology and the machinery to make entirely new cereal ideas, and for an independent label like Snoop cereal, that might be a bit prohibitively expensive.
I mean,
I get also why he just has sort of cartoon animal mascots on the boxes, given that this is really marketed towards kids, but me, I'd still really love to see Snoop Dogg featured on the box somehow, even if it's just like a reference on the back.
I mean, you know, it's Snoop's cereal. Let's just get Snoop on there.
Yeah, I mean, we got every other type of dog on these boxes but Snoop himself.
Get the original dog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very exciting. Maybe a little less exciting for me, personally. So these Halloween cereal boxes.
Yeah, so a bunch of, you know, tried and true Halloween pumpkin spice type cereals are already coming back to shelves or have been confirmed to be returning to shelves soon. And one of those sets are Kellogg's Halloween cereals, which, you know, they do release these every year, where you've got Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, both of those having just like spooky marshmallows. And then you've got Chocolate Frosted Flakes also with the spooky marshmallows. And Shocking Orange Rice Krispies, which is just Rice Krispies that have been turned shockingly orange, shockingly enough. But what I think is significant about this year's edition of these Halloween cereals is that the box art is like really good and involved compared to what we usually see from, you know, recurring favorites like these, where this time around all four of these cereals are doing like a giant heads and suspended in a jar of green goo, and they're kind of like weirdly grotesque for something you would see in a cereal aisle.
They kind of straddle the line, though, don't they? I mean, that is my frustration with these. I wish they'd just gone with the disembodied head aesthetic instead of giving them tiny little baby bodies.
Little bobblehead bodies, but I don't know. I'm okay with the concept of being a little grossed out while I eat my cereal. I like to see them having fun with the actual box art for once. So, I don't know if I'll get these again. The cereals themselves are, you know, just kind of okay. There's nothing distinctly Halloween-y about the flavor, but as part of your decor and your annual Halloween tradition, I think you could do a lot worse, considering that I really, really don't enjoy any of the pumpkin spice cereals, and the monster cereals are just kind of what they are in terms of, you know, constant corniness. So if it's something that I know will taste like a good cereal with Halloween theming, that might be a good compromise.
I think so. Yes. I like the spooky. I mean, I here's what I will say. I really am into the apparently like werewolf snap crackle pop. I like those hairy guys. Mm-hmm. Those are good.
Yeah, they look like overgrown leprechauns in a sense.
Excuse me. A little bit out of art, not really. Cereal adjacent.
Yeah, so delight. McDonald's has announced, or they've already launched it actually, a peanut butter crunch McFlurry, which is a McFlurry that includes a crispy cereal mix. They don't really say, but I'm going to presume it's Cap'n Crunch's peanut butter crunch or some sort of generic equivalent to that. And they also mix that in with chocolatey peanut butter cookie pieces and vanilla soft serve. And
sounds good, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, and I'm looking at a review on the Impulsive Buy, and they have like a list of related McFlurries as well, and they all kind of just look the same with all these various decadent chocolate ingredients mixed into their vanilla soft serve. And I'll be honest, like, when it comes to things like this, I can't imagine tasting anything distinctly cereally about it. Like, the texture is just going to get all melded and folded together with everything else crispy, crunchy, and creamy about it. But I would not turn one down if I had the opportunity.
That's one of those up right now.
Yeah. I saw this tweet about how, like, people are like, I hate going to an ice cream store with people who will get things like Earl Grey tea or lavender ice cream when I'm embarrassed to order like triple chocolate fudge brownie crunch. I don't know where you fall on that continuum of decadence versus specificity.
Dan, the beauty of living in here in Huntington, West Virginia is I'm never confronted with these more highfalutin choices.
Yeah.
Keep it real. All right. I am really, speaking of Snoop, I'm so excited to hear, we have several great reviews, but I would love to hear what you think about Snoop cereal, Fruity Hoops with Marshmallows.
Well, you see, I have no thoughts just yet. I thought I'd try something different for this episode, where we've got like six different things here on my desk and I have tried none of them yet.
So fun.
As people seem to really love our blind taste tests, I'm going to dive into them one at a time. Starting with Snoop cereal here, the only one that I could find in my local Walmart was the Fruity Hoops with Marshmallows, which, you know, ostensibly is their take on Fruit Loops with Marshmallows, and it's got Captain Ace on the box. I'm not sure if he's a dog or some sort of hybrid koala. Again, Snoop Dogg himself does not appear on the box. There is a pretty simple maze on the back, honestly probably the easiest cereal maze I've ever seen in my life. And what I especially do like about the box is that on the side there is a Snoop cereal oath of sorts for you to recite called your daily flow. That goes as following. I am stronger than the strongest and game for every play. Winning just comes naturally. You know what they say. I am destined for greatness, never to be thrown. I will take on all the ups and downs. My future is my own.
Yes. Thank you. I needed that. I didn't even realize I needed that. I needed that.
Validating. Okay. Yeah, so as I said, these were manufactured by Post, and you can really tell that the Marbits are kind of the same genre that they do for their varieties of marshmallow in stuff. So I'm going to take a little bite here, and you know, obviously I'm going to edit out the eating sounds later, but you and I are still going to have to deal with them.
Me, personally, I am not spared, but I am happy to make that sacrifice. That was an interesting... I'm having trouble reading your thoughtful noise, Dan. It was definitely a... There's a thoughtful noise. I don't know exactly what I could derive from that.
Yeah, so I don't know if I just got a lot of marshmallows in my first couple bites here, but the marshmallow flavor is very pronounced here. It's almost like they coated the fruity pieces in some sort of marshmallowy sweet flavor, because it's not quite as potent as an actual Fruit Loop. It's kind of got this additional, you know, vanilla creaminess on top of it, which I think works pretty well. I don't know if I'd say it's better than Fruit Loops, but, and like, originally I would say that you're kind of supporting a smaller cereal label, not that Snoop Dogg is some indie entrepreneur or anything. But
well, also, I mean, he technically, just because he's a big deal doesn't mean he's not an indie entrepreneur, right?
Right, and I mean, proceeds for Snoop cereal do go to support good causes. So I think... They're worth a try. If you already know that you like Fruit Loops or Frosted Mini Wheats or Cinnamon Toast Crunch or any of the other varieties that Snoop is repping here, and you want to just, you know, feel like you are supporting something a little bit better than just plain old cereal corporations, then Snoop Dogg cereal might be the right approach for you.
I'm happy to hear it's not just like a clone. So you wouldn't say that. Not a clone.
No, not necessarily, just because, like, this is a Post-made Fruit Loops product rather than a Kellogg's Fruit Loops, so it's bound to be a little bit different. Again, I don't know if this is a Snoop cereal exclusive variety, formula, etc., but it is a little bit different. It's a mix-up.
Is there a Post analog to Fruit Loops?
Well, there is a Malt-O-Meal variety, and Post also makes Malt-O-Meal, so it's hard to really separate the intertwined strands of corporate production, but...
Yeah, of course.
That's Snoop cereal. Pretty good. Looking forward to the second wave.
Thanks, Snoop.
Okay, next up we have one that you texted me specifically to tell me it was really good, and then I had to go find.
I really like it. I'm very curious to hear what you think.
So this is Maria's Gamesa cereal. Mm-hmm. So that's a line of vanilla cookies, as I'm understanding, that has been adapted into this cereal. I've never had the actual cookies themselves. I don't know about you, but...
No, I did not know it was cookies until I went, like, searching, so...
Well, it is made with mom's authentic love, so I don't know how it could possibly be bad. Let's try this one. An interesting smell.
How would you describe the smell?
Definitely buttery, almost like buttermilky. I'll say this, it's better than any other vanilla cereal that I've ever tried. Like most vanilla cereals will just have this really like lamely basted on sort of faux birthday cake type sliminess. And this one feels really more authentic. Definitely like a buttery vanilla, kind of like a darker, more well caramelized vanilla that I am really enjoying a lot.
I was getting like a faint hint of like, I mean, very faint, but like almost an anise, like, which you do see more used in sweets outside of America. I mean, like I know Like in Mexico, there's a lot of like, you see some different profiles like tamarind or spice being brought into like straight up desserts. I thought there was like the faintest note of that, like anise licorice kind of flavor.
Yeah. There's definitely something extra there to me. I was just thinking, and this is honestly probably just subliminal influence because the box is very vibrantly orange. I almost felt like there was a citrusy zest to the undertone, but I could just be imagining that. There's definitely something else there, though, that adds a lot of like flavorful depth and intrigue, and it just goes to show that American vanilla and birthday cake cereals could learn a lot from this, where, you know, just leave it in the oven a little bit longer and add some sort of cryptic extra ingredient that will keep people taking more mouthfuls to try and figure out what's up with it. But I do like it a lot. It really does feel like someone took a big old cookie and crumbled it up into little bits. I'm excited to try this.
Yeah, I found it a very satisfying dry eat as well. Like, good size. Bowl is great too, but with milk it's quite good. But you get that cookies and milk thing going. But I thought it was very intriguing.
Big fan. Yeah, I would definitely recommend people go seek this one out. I got it at Walmart. I don't know.
That's where I found it. You might
find
it.
Okay, cool.
I found all the Snoop ones at Target, by the way. If you want to check there, I don't know if you've looked there, but I had good luck with the Snoop ones at Target.
Sweet. Let's see. Next up, we have the three Malto Meal summer cereals that you kind of already gave your take on them a couple episodes ago, I think, and I was finally able to track all of them good. Down. So I got three massive pillows here that I'll try and fly through. So first up, we have Orange Dreamsicle, the one that I was probably most excited for, just because I'm a big fan of Orange Cream Pop Crunch from Cap'n Crunch.
To recap my feelings while you're consuming here, I thought that, personally, I only tried the Key Lime Pie and the Orange Dreamsicle, but I personally felt like the flavor was really too faint on both of them. To a great extent on the Key Lime Pie, very, very, very faint lime flavor. The orange is a little bit better. But overall, I thought they both could use a little bit more citrus zing for my taste.
Yeah, you're definitely right on that.
What are you starting with? Are you going to eat them all, or are you going to start with one and then move on?
I'm going to do them one at a time. This was the Orange Dreamsicle.
Okay.
I do agree that the flavor is very light. I think the flavor is very good. It's just, there's not enough of it, and it's like a very delayed release where you have to like chew the whole mouthful before it ekes out a little bit of what you're looking for. It's definitely not nearly as robust and vanilla-y as the Cap'n Crunch was. Actually, no, I would say this is a stronger preference of vanilla over orange in this one. Versus vice versa in the Cap'n Crunch. So
I could not tell a difference between the pieces either. I don't know if those were flavored differently or if it was a Fruit Loops situation.
I mean, do you think it's ever the case where the actual individual pieces have different flavor?
Probably not.
Yeah, this one's good. I like it. I don't know if milk might bring out that orange flavor a little bit more. But yeah, citrus diehards might want to mix this with like a Trix or something to get a little bit more of that puckering punch in there. Not bad. I'd give it maybe a 6.5 to 7. Okay, let's do the Key Lime next.
All right.
As I recall, you said you didn't taste like any lime in this at all.
This was check the nose first and then move in. I feel like if you detect any lime, it's going to reveal me for the fraud that I am. But I just, for me personally, if there was any lime flavor in there, I was unable to detect it, except in my most charitable sort of like crossing my eyes to see the magic eye drawing in 3D, like maybe the idea of lime, but I got very, very little.
I mean, I think it's there. It's just so much like the orange dreamsicle, so light. Like, it's not even a zest or a zing. It's more of a...
Yes.
A ZZZ, I guess. A very sleepy, sleepy lime that sneaks in. And I don't know if I particularly say it's good. It's not. It's way too modest and not imposing enough. It's not dominating the flavor like I would like it to. It's really just fighting for third place behind the golden gram pieces and the marshmallows. And, you know, anything that's out flavored by a marshmallow is not exactly all that memorable. So it just feels way too bold to announce this as like a key lime cereal when lime's really not even the cornerstone, let alone the key. So I'd say even the orange is better than that one. But let's see if
now there's a third one, right? I did not score.
This is strawberry shortcake.
Mmm.
And this one is different in that it is like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch or the toasters as a Malt-O-Meal equivalent would be. So just the squares. Oh my.
Uh-oh. Please tell me it's hitting.
Well, that's the end of this episode. I gotta go, do something else. Okay, this cereal's fantastic, and I want to go eat a bunch more of it right now.
Oh, man.
It's so good. It's like, it doesn't even... Like, you think you know what the standard strawberry cereal is going to taste like, but this is a really unique, creamy, like, strawberry ice cream, definitely shortcake approach to the flavor that is just fantastic. It's, like, even different than the strawberry toast crunch, which kind of looked exactly the same, basically. This just has so much more going for it, and it's way more, like, loud and in your face than either of those citrus ones I just tried, where this is a very focused... rich, creamy, decadent, almost like strawberry ice cream on a waffle cone level of goodness, and you gotta go find this for real. All of you do.
Even me? Especially me.
Especially you.
I'm gonna have to go to the internet to go around and find it.
Literally, this puts Frankenberry to shame. It embarrasses him.
Wow. Not that hard since he left his oat past behind.
Mm-hmm. Dang, what a good cereal.
Okay, so of all the ones that if I'm headed to the store today, of all the ones that were there, which one should I definitely make a pickup?
You got to get strawberry shortcake and the Maria's Gamesa cereal. I think those are a great complement to each other.
Excellent.
One more thing here that just arrived in the mail a couple days ago.
A little quieter. quieter offering.
Yeah. This is Cinnamon Toast Crunch Stuffed Puffs Filled Marshmallow Bites. These are cereal-coated marshmallows filled with cinnamon-flavored cream and crumbles. They come in a little pouch of approximately seven marshmallows.
Okay.
They kind of look like mini corn dogs or perhaps hash brown bites. They got this golden crisp to them. I mean, I'm not really a marshmallow guy, but I know that there's a real cult following for marshmallows out there. I remember one time I reviewed a marshmallow, and I really set off the pro-marshmallow brigade. So I'm just putting a disclaimer on this that I'm not normally a marshmallow guy, but we'll see. This should be a quieter eating experience than a crunchy cereal anyway. Okay, that's definitely not for me, personally.
Okay.
As a non, regular marshmallow consumer, like, these really take you on a textural odyssey. I will say that. There's so much going on from a mouthfeel perspective here, where you got the initial crispy shell that you bite through, then you get to the actual marshmallow, which there doesn't really seem to be that much of it, because I wasn't getting a lot of that fluffy, soft pillowiness, because there's a lot of filling going on here. And within the filling, there's chewiness, there's more crispness, there's a little bit of a crunch in there. So you're really, like, experiencing every single type of texture at the same time, and it's kind of like a brain blast type moment where it's hard to really decipher anything in its own right. I mean, flavor-wise, you definitely get a lot of, like, sweet horchata-y cinnamon-y-ness to it, and, like, obviously marshmallows don't have the most inherent flavor themselves, so they're really just a vehicle for that cerealness. It's definitely more of a sugary, streusely cinnamon than you would even get from the cereal itself. I just think that it's not really something that I regularly eat as a snack. Maybe if there were some sort of exciting, like, s'mores adaptation that you could make with this, I don't know what you would do. Maybe like a cinnamon graham cracker and like a white chocolate, and then you add one of these in there and roast it over a campfire. That would be swell, but that's such like a limited use case that I don't know. I would say for marshmallow diehards only. Everyone else might be a little weirded out by the texture and the lack of like ultimate substance. I don't know, this is a weird one. I've never considered stuffed marshmallows as an everyday snack, but
I think it's a weird vibe. Kids love them, I'll say.
Kids will love it then.
We ask you from time to time, that our listening public, our beloved listeners, to send us your questions or just emails just to let us know what's going on. Here's an important news update from Taylor. The Minnesota State Fair has a lot of new foods this year, but one stood out as empty bowl worthy. Hot honey cheese sticks are covered in post honeycomb cereal.
Whew. That sounds so good.
I'm gonna take a look at these. I'm looking at a picture. Oh my gosh. They got some full size. We're looking at like probably French fried sized fried halloumi cheese, hot honey, and honeycomb there on the outside. Oh my gosh. That looks delicious. Halloumi is apparently a mixture of goat and sheep milk.
Whoa, that sounds fantastic. I'm all for the pairing of like sugary cereal and savory foods, and obviously this is nothing that I could ever possibly conceive of in my own right, so I'm glad our country's, honestly, the Midwest's greatest minds are on this right now. And they're bringing apparently it to the state fair.
Post being a Minnesota company, they're trying to like, that's the inclusion of honeycomb there, just keeping it local.
Genius.
I'd love to try those. God, I'm hungry. That's the one bad thing about making this show. I'm starving. I'm making plans now for how I'm going to get in my car and go get some of the strawberry cereal that Dan said is so good.
You know, I would recommend eating 6 different cereals over the course of reviewing this episode. Really scratches that itch. Really
help jam it down. Yeah. Hello, Dan and Justin. One of my childhood guilty pleasures was adding chocolate milk and Cocoa Pebbles for the ultimate decadent bowl. It's not a guilty pleasure. That's the only sane choice. It's an extremely sane action you've taken. In recent years, I've experimented with Hershey's cookies and cream milk, diluted a bit with regular milk, and Oreo O's for more intense flavor. Yes. My question is, what are some of your favorite flavored milk and cereal combinations? Thanks for this show, Katrina.
I don't know if I've experimented all that much with flavored milk and cereal combinations. Some things that I've done include like pouring a little drop or two of like coffee creamer in the bottom of your bowl, then adding milk to dilute it. That adds a huge element of richness. And also like in the same vein as like the peanut butter spoon method that I've talked about a lot, you could also just put a little bit of like PB2 powdered peanut butter in your bowl. Mix that up with some milk, and then you get a really more, you know, emulsified immersion of peanut butter in your milk, and that obviously will pair really well with any chocolate cereal, a Reese's Puffs, a peanut butter kashi, perhaps. Really goes a long way.
I have been known to put a little tiny bit of heavy cream in my standard milk just to like thicken things up. I remember I used to be long time ago in the early days of like the watching your carbs or what have you. There was a Kashi cereal that was really like super high in fiber, and I would have it with heavy cream and artificial sweeteners. It's absolutely decadent and delicious. And in probably it can't have been like great for my health, but it was good. It was really good.
That also reminds me the last email that we got, that I one time tried these Borden Farms State Fair inspired milks, where they sent these to me. They were three different bottled flavored milks, and I tried to come up with the right cereal to pair them with. And I'm looking at my old review here now, where I paired a very purple blueberry cobbler milk with Golden Grahams, which was tasty. I paired their banana taffy milk with peanut butter crunch, which was also really good. And then there was a third, like, vibrant blue cotton candy milk that I really struggled to think of any reasonable cereal to pair it with. So I paired it with the last cereal you would ever expect, which was grape nuts, which is just not a good idea. Looking back, I don't know what I was thinking, but man, really opens up a new world of possibility.
Let's see here. Hi, Dan and Justin. As I enter my 30s, I'm looking to better my gut health by enjoying Greek yogurt in the morning, but I do not love the taste of it. I wonder if some cereal might improve my experience. Do you have any suggested mix-in cereals for Greek yogurt? That's from Craig in Phoenix. Ooh. I think you want my gut says high crunch and small, like, piece size like a good blend, right? Like, I think actually some of those minis cereals would probably be really good. Like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch minis or the Trix minis. I feel like some of those would be like perfect.
Yeah, I would say anything that's small enough that you can like embed them deep into the fabric of the yogurt so that they weave a rich tapestry of textures again. So definitely the minis would be great. I think a Pebbles or a Crispies would be great. Honestly, even a Grape Nuts wouldn't be half bad in a case like that. You really get the extremes of creaminess and crunchiness there. And, you know, that's obviously another case where you could add, like, a peanut butter or a PB2 peanut butter powder. You could add some chocolate chips. You could add some chocolate syrup, some maple syrup, anything to really, like, fundamentally alter the structure of that that yogurt can really, really change the way you interpret it as a whole.
That sounds nice, actually. Sounds pretty good. The crunch, I used to love that as a kid. Mixing yogurt and cereal, I think it's a great combo.
There are many times, like thinking about this now, where I just wish I had more of those Carvel crunchies.
Just release it as a cereal, you cowards. Just do it.
Sell big garbage bags full of it.
They get multi-meal on the case, man. Mm-hmm. That's what we deserve. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Bowl.res is our website address. You can go there to donate to the show if you want to keep it. Half that will go to a shelter for people experiencing homelessness in here in Huntington, West Virginia. And the other half goes to produce this beautiful show, The Empty Bowl. So, hey, you can feel good about that all around. That's also where you can listen to episodes on any of your chosen platforms. If you get a second, you got a friend that's a little stressed out, maybe hit him with that link. Let him know, like, hey, there's this podcast. And I should also mention, sorry about the gap in episodes. It's been, you know, with the summer, the kids in school, going back to school, everything, vacations, tours. It's been really busy, but I'm happy we had this time together, Dan. It's going to sound weird. Love listening to you eat cereal and then tell me what you think about it. I can do it for hours.
I'll make sure to make a cut that's just my chewing noises just for you.
I could take or leave those. Anybody else we owe gratitude today, Dan?
We'd like to thank Chris Zabriskie for our opening theme of The Sun is Scheduled to Come Out Tomorrow, Bria Davis for creating our lovely podcast branding, as well as M. Loper and Samuel Rarden for designing our Empty Bowl merchandise.
That's going to do it for us for this episode. Until next time, for Dan Gebert, my name is Justin McElroy, And as always,
don't forget to drink the cotton candy and grape nuts infested milk.
Infested is a choice.